Welcome to the Seven Figure Practice with Gerda Muller, clinical psychologist and leading private practice success business coach and mentor to allied health professionals.
Hey everybody, it's Gerda here. Let's see who is going to join me live. Let me open up my laptop. As I'm waiting here, being very hopeful, somebody's gonna join me live. It is Saturday after all. Got one person here. If you are hopping on, please say hi, say hello. Let me know who you are, especially if you are new to the group and this might be your first time live with me. Please let me know. So, a very interesting topic that I want to talk to you about today. Hello. Hi, Sam. How are you? Good to have you here. I'm so glad as I can see that I can see. Hello. I'm sending you an hello back on my phone. It's not often that I can see comments on my phone. My phone acts up every now and then. So excited to see you here. And the topic that I wanted to talk to you guys about was actually a question that Melissa asked earlier in the week. So I put up a post and I said, if you can ask me anything about cash flow, forecasting and management, what would it be? Because as you guys might know, I'm currently putting together, I actually recorded it this morning, my cash flow forecasting made easy training that is going live on Monday. So if you're not in the training and you know you have to be there, you know that cash flow is something you need to work on, you better check it out. I'll send you the link in the comments later on. But I asked that question in the group because I wanted to see what is people's questions around it so that I can make sure that I answer as many questions as possible on the training, right? Because personally, I can only think of, you know, stuff that I can think of. I also think of stuff that my clients think of that's in my inner circle and that I work with privately. But I always want to hear what the community has to ask and has to say as well. Hey, Tracy, so good to have you on here. So Melissa's question that she posed in our Facebook group was, Gerda, how much of the finances and the money stuff do I actually share with my team, right? Interesting question, very interesting question. And, you know, I can take a lot of approaches here, but I want to try and be concise because it is Saturday afternoon and you might have better things to do than sit here talking to me, right? So I thought what I would share with you is a little exercise. Hey Jade, how are you? A little exercise that I have done with my team previously. I know it is a great question, Tracy, right? Because it is such a difficult thing. Hey Erin, how are you? And I've been at that place where I've gone, you know what? I realized that my team actually doesn't have a clue in terms of what goes into running the practice. Not that I can expect them to have a clue, right? They are clinicians. Their job is to be psychologists and OTs and speeches. Their job is to look after clients, to, you know, do clinical interventions, assessments, write reports, etc., etc. It's not their job to do budgets and cash flow forecasting and pay bills and pay wages. So they actually don't know what goes on. They don't know about all the expenses and how much, right? They can only assume. They can only assume. And unfortunately, a lot of times when people assume and jump to conclusions, they get it wrong. We know that. It's why CBT tells us that jumping to conclusions are one of the 10 most unhelpful thinking styles there, right? Because you so often get it wrong. And I once found myself in that situation where I just went, you know what? My team doesn't have a clue. I can't get frustrated at that. okay? I can't get frustrated, so I need to do something about it. So I put together this little exercise that I did with them during one of our bi-monthly team PD days, right? So what I did is, and I really tried to be creative. I don't see myself as a creative person, but I tried to be creative. So what I did in terms of my preparation is I ran a list of all the expenses at the practice. So if you go into your profit and loss statement and you just run a report, your most up-to-date profit and loss report for a 12-month period, and I went through and I identified what was my biggest expenses, what was my top five expenses at the practice, right? And certain things you can really lump together, like overheads and stuff like that. And I mean, I can't remember off the top of my head even what those five things were. One or two I can remember, but I'm sure it would have changed over time as well. So I ran those numbers, I divided it into these are the five categories. And then I looked at, searched and found, like, just, you know, humorous little images to go with it. Like, I remember the one was like, for example, and the one was like a picture of a house which represented our rent and stuff like that. Because and I wanted to bring in stuff like that because money can be a pretty serious conversation, right? It's like pretty serious and uncomfortable, and I wanted to just, you know, bring a bit of creativity into it, just show that it doesn't have to be that serious, that it's okay to talk about it, we can be comfortable talking about it, it can actually be fun talking about it, that type of thing. So, and I did that. So then I went to the practice and I just introduced it and said, you know, I felt that it was time to share with you guys, you know, what happens at the practice, a bit of the behind the scenes, give you a bit of a look inside, you know, the business side of what it is that we do at the practice. And then I started by saying, so as you guys know, when the clients come in and sees us, they, you know, they have their appointments, they pay at the front desk, and all that money that they pay into, you know, at the front desk goes into the practice bank account. Now that might be your piggy bank, for example. So this is our little piggy bank here at the top, and I put that on the whiteboard with some blue tack. So all that money goes into our piggy bank. And then, so that represents 100% of the income coming into the practice. And then what we need to do is we now need to use that money to run the practice. So the biggest expense for the practice is, of course, you guys. Well, actually, change that. I actually did something else first, but that's how I explained it at the end. So I said, that's where I stopped. And I said, so, you know, all the money goes in there. And then I said, okay. And I gave them each a clipboard, pen and paper. And I said, all right, so I want you to think, if that is 100% of the money coming into the practice, what do you think is our top five expenses? So I want you to draw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I want you to tell me what percentage of the money goes to each of those expenses. Okay? So I let them sit, I gave them 5 minutes to do that, and then I asked for feedback. So it was a bit of an experiential process, right? So, and then what I did is I wrote it down, like what people said, maybe two people said rent, most people said rent, right? What percentage they thought it was, etc., etc. So we put that on butcher's papers, I think, at the time. And then I went, okay, so let's see how that compares to what actually happens. And I told them where I got the information from. I told them that I ran this report in our profit and loss. So this is very up-to-date numbers that we are looking at. And then I had all my stuff ready. I said, okay, so this is our piggy bank. All the money comes into the practice. That's the 100%. So our biggest expense at my practice is, you know, minimum 50% of all that money goes to you guys, who's a wonderful team that looks after our clients, because obviously we've got subcontractors, right? Now, if you have employees, that will be your salaries and wages. And you can even include in their salaries, wages, the super, the tax that you pay on that, the leave accrual, all of that stuff. What is the other thing? Oh, leave loading as part of our award. All of that money is part of that category, right, of paying your team. And it is the largest part, and it has always been the largest part for us, because if you think about it, we pay our subcontractors 50%. Some people are on a higher percentage, but you know, everybody starts at 50. So at least half the money goes to them, all right? And it was like, yeah, you know, they know that. And then, which means that we only have the other 50% left to pay all the other things, right? So that's a lot of money. That's a lot of percentage left. And then we went through, okay, so rent is another, let's say, and I'm making these percentages up now. I can't remember, it's been too long ago. Rent is 20%. I remember at that time, printing and stationery was so expensive for us. That was like 10%, and this is this and this. So we really showed them, you know, of that money coming in, where's our money going to? And no, it doesn't go to line my pockets. It doesn't go towards lining the pockets of the practice owner. The expenses are huge. It is huge. So I would actually encourage you to do that exercise for yourself and really see where most of your money is going to. What is your biggest expenses? And does your team actually realize how expensive rent is? At my practice, I actually think our rent is not that expensive, but I have heard of practice owners that pay like $6,000 rent a month. It's like, oh, kill me now. Geez, that's so much money, right? Times 12 times six. No, I should not embarrass myself with my maths here. I won't even try. But that's what calculators are for, right? So that you don't make mistakes. But that's the whole point. Your team doesn't know, they're guessing. And I think when you start to open that door to really sharing with them that, you know what, 100% of that money, this is how much goes to our team, and this is how much goes to our admin team. You can even break it down a bit more if you want, that support you guys. This is how much goes towards, you know, if you've got a mobile office, fuel, repairs and maintenance, all the cars and stuff. If you have a large assessment practice, you know, maybe there's costs around that. I would strongly encourage you to do that exercise and to share it with your team, right? And it was a really well-received activity. I think the people in my team learned a lot from it. I know for sure that they really appreciated it, because they told me the week afterwards was their week for their individual supervision sessions with me, and they all mentioned how helpful it was to actually hear a bit more about the business side. And that was actually the first time I shared that type of stuff with my team, because I have always been one of those practice owners that's gone, you know what, the buck stops with me. I'm responsible for steering this ship. So I need to carry all the risk, the responsibility, the worries. I was always scared that if I share too much with the team, what if they jump ship, right? Go, oh my goodness, this is not good. Or judge me for something. And therefore I carry that stuff just by myself. And that's really hard work to do, right? And I thought I was doing the team a favor by not sharing this stuff with them. Saying share your profit and loss statements, don't share those things with them, don't share your balance statements with them. It's not about sharing with them the details of it, but it's really just by letting them peek behind the curtain and just having some transparency around, this is our biggest expenses at the practice, this is how, you know, the percentage, this is how things get divvied up, that type of stuff. They really, really appreciate it, and I think there's more trust when you share some of that stuff with them versus just withholding it. And when I withheld that information, it wasn't that I didn't trust them or even myself. I just always had that belief that as the business owner, I need to manage all of the risk. That is my worries. It's like, that's my worries. I have to own those worries. I have to own that pain And it's like, you know what? It actually helps when you share it with them, because then they have more of a clue. And they're not so quick to judge, they're more understanding. And as a result of doing that exercise the first time, we now have a standing item on our team meeting agenda, a view into the business, a window into the business. I think we updated that too, where we always give them some piece of information about what's happening more on the back end of the business, really trusting them with that information, sharing it with them, being transparent. And it has really had a big impact on our practice culture. It's also just opened up the money discussion. It allows us to have money discussions more comfortably. And you know, it's just been really, really good. So it's balance, not too much, but not nothing at all. And as I said, if you can bring a bit of humor into it and just make it a bit fun, making it a bit experiential, like I got them to, you know, come up with what they think and share, really getting them to talk about money, because I didn't want it to be me doing a presentation of, okay, where's my glasses, so I look clever, doing a presentation about the money at the practice. I didn't want it to be that. I wanted money discussions to be easy so that we can be comfortable about it, which is so, so important, particularly for our industry, because it doesn't, that comfort doesn't come comfortably for the majority of us, right? Yeah. All right, so that is what I wanted to share. I hope that has been helpful. I know there's quite a lot of you already in the Cashflow Forecasting Made Easy program. If you're not in it as yet and if you're interested, I'll pop up the link to the training. I recorded it this morning. It is full on. It is so full on. And I did a general introduction, and then I called it The Anatomy of a Cashflow Forecast. And I talked in the training through the outline, how it works. And then I talked through the three steps and the three things, three ways and time frames of doing your cash flow forecast, because you don't just do it once. It's not a set and forget activity. And of course, you'll get a template as well as an example, and there will be a follow-up Q&A. So I'd love for you to join us in the Cash Flow Forecasting Made Easy training. Hey Michelle, how are you? So I'll share that with you guys, but I'm gonna go. It is Saturday afternoon. What's the time? It's 2:35 here where I am, and I'm gonna take my boys to the beach now. So have a fabulous day, and remember, as always, all you need to do is say yes to your very own ultimate level 5 private practice. Bye for now.